Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Nothing like a little Ozzy Osbourne to bring you up to speed quickly. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Thanks for coming in today. Hopefully you had a good day. It was nice and sunny out today. Beautiful day. Kind of a mid-60s week coming up. Not bad. We have a big graduation day on Saturday, and we just saw the weather forecast that now it might rain. So the middle son, Andrew, who comes on this show every once in a while, graduating from Iowa State on Saturday. They're doing it in Jack Trice Stadium and kind of splitting on one half of one side. They're introducing people. And then as soon as they're done and out, then they have people on the other side. And while everybody's kind of rotating through, they're moving people in and go really fast. A lot of fun. Today is May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. And a special Star Wars day, a special Star Wars birthday. My youngest, Mr. Nathan Steenblok, turns 20 today, almost 21. But he is no longer a teenager, so happy birthday, buddy. Hope you had a great day. It's for the first time in a while, Cody Goodwin is coming in today. All kinds of stuff to talk about. We got high school sports to talk about. We got wrestling. There are all kinds of wrestling news going on and out there, so I can't wait to talk to him. And then at 5 and 5:20, Zach Steenblok's coming in. We're going to do a little bit on baseball, NBA, football draft, golf, maybe a little hockey. I got a couple of hockey takes for him also. And kind of just a combination of talking a little sports betting and also, just kind of doing an overview. A lot of these midway, NBA, almost to the end, just to get a take on sports and how they're going, professional sports anyway. If you want to check us out, you can go to Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. The website, 1700thechamp.com. You can download the show by hitting the live microphone. And you also can download podcasts. I have all the podcasts sitting here. I just need to take commercials out and we'll be ready to go. And then I'll keep that up to date, I promise. I apologize. It's just, there's no time in the day. It's just too much stuff going on, and everybody's got stuff going on later in the night. So I've been working through it. Thankfully, Chad's been helping me, and I appreciate that. Let's talk a little bit about sponsors. BetMGM is a sponsor of this program, sports betting in Iowa. It's a lot of fun. You can download the app. It's easy to do. You can deposit money in there. That's even easier. And then you can bet, which isn't as easy because it's not as easy. So always remember, gamble responsibly, but it is fun. A lot of parlay selections, so you can take a couple of things and put them together and boost your odds of making more money. I went yesterday. I went 5-4. And one game got canceled. 5-4, and three of my four losses were on that half a point hook in baseball again. All these one run games are killing me. I shouldn't bet them, but I thought they were pretty solid with pitching matchups last night, but still lost all three of them. So it is a lot of fun, though. And so you should enjoy it. But remember, once again, please gamble responsibly. We also have Northwest Bank. Two locations in Ankeny, one location in West Des Moines. Like this is kind of our week that we're going to talk about small businesses and everything that small businesses have been through for the past year. We're starting to turn that corner, folks, and we're starting to kind of get back in. Let's help these guys get back and get people in their stores and in their restaurants and all of that. It'd be a great thing. For Northwest Bank, it's Small Business Week, May 2nd through May 8th. Visit, shop, or buy from your favorite small businesses to celebrate Small Business Week. Go in to Northwest Bank. Tell them Steen sent you. Open up an account. See everything that they have to offer. And then you're going to see the jewel of Northwest Bank when you go in. And that's the staff. They are awesome, great. Don't leave there without opening that account. Make sure you tell them Steen sent you, member FDIC. And last but not least is Built Bar. And I have a couple of new, I'm getting ready to do a couple new Built Bar spots. I'll have them in tomorrow. You know, for Jennifer and I, even now, we're trying to exercise more. We have Penny, our grand dog, is spending time at the house, so we have to go out and walk her and take care of her. We're looking for energy, folks, in between. It's easy to pick up a candy bar. It's easy to pick up a donut or a Diet Coke or whatever. Here's even easier. Pick up a Built Bar. They give you maximum energy, a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar, packed with flavor, covered in chocolate. Built Bar has 17 grams of protein with only 130 calories and only 4 grams of sugar. So listen to Steen and go out to BuiltBar.com. Use CHAMP10 to get a discount. And go order. And it is spot on. It is so good. I consider Built Bar to be a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. It's delicious and nutritious. All right, I got all that taken care of. Here's a really funny thing. I did not know this until today, but as much as my son Nathan enjoys golf, he shares a birthday with Rory McIlroy. It's Rory McIlroy's birthday today. And here's the other one. This one surprised me. And now I guess I can, I've watched with the boys the Motley Crue Netflix thing, and man, it was crazy, and they were crazy, and I have always, you know, listening to Motley Crue, you can't not get, you know, excited listening to it. It's pretty cool music. It's just hard rock, you know. Mick Mars, and you see him, you know, I've seen him in concert a couple of times, actually. I saw the first concert where Tommy Lee did his drum set as it was rotating in circles, which was pretty cool. It just looks like he was always just like, oh my God, he looks like he's a walking zombie. I mean, he just looked like he was dead. And today is his birthday, and he's 70 years old. I can't believe. They're still playing gigs every once in a while, and he's 70 years old. That is crazy. I mean, I'm 55 and I have a hard time getting out of bed and doing all kinds of things. And these guys are out performing and staying up late. I'm like, oh my goodness, 70. That's crazy. But happy birthday to him. The biggest thing that was tweeted at me last night was Washington Capitals hockey player, last name's Wilson. Hold on, and I will get you. Yeah, first name. My goodness, I can't believe that I did not put in his first name, but we'll just call him Caps Wilson. Here we go. Tom Wilson. I should have remembered. So that's the first thing I saw this morning. It popped up on my thing. Tom Wilson, goon, should be thrown out of the league. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what did one of my friends, Coach Tom Wilson from Dowling Catholic, do? Nope, it's not that Tom Wilson. It is Tom Wilson for the Washington Capitals. So, whatever he did last night, and I didn't see everything. It looked like he might have. Well, I don't know what he did. He might have hit He hit somebody, and they were saying how bad it was, and everybody was up in arms, and he's going to get suspended for the rest of the season, and all that. Here's what the NHL had to say about it. They fined him $5,000. He's been suspended 5 times in 8 seasons. And after this last night that everybody was so upset about, he gets, he punched a guy when he was down and threw his head into the ice. And they thought he was going to be done for good, and they fined him $5,000. That's probably not going to make people very happy. Another interesting thing today, I saw, so Nebraska must have had their a football scrimmage like Iowa had a couple of weeks, or the last couple of weekends. A local, kind of been around a couple of places, was at Iowa, was at Michigan. Oliver Martin had a really good spring game, or if that was their spring game or spring practice. Played really well. I think that's good for him. Hopefully he can get everything straightened out and play some football. It'd be nice to see. You hate to see when things don't work out for these young student athletes. Des Moines Public Schools and some other schools in the area and throughout the United States, finally came out today and said that they were modifying grading due to COVID. And I guess that, you know, I'd have a hard time, and I don't know the correct answer. I have a teacher when and I'll talk about our Mother's Day show on Friday later. Beth Walling is a teacher, has been a teacher. That'd be an interesting thing to ask her, because during COVID and not having in class teaching, it's so much easier. I wish I would have, you know, it's easy to preach that now. I didn't like to go to class when I was in college either. So, but in-class teaching does help the learning process. I think we can all agree to that. I would hate to have kids be left behind, but I also hate the fact that they're going to be behind when they move on. I don't know what the correct answer is. I can't. Maybe I'll ask her, and that'd be a great opening question for her is, what do you do? You know, you saw people be up in arms about not having sports, and I get that. Listen, I don't have a radio show if I can't talk about sports, but the education process for these student athletes are very important too. And I can't put a number on it, but I would have to think that it was at least 1.5 times as hard as not being there. I would have a hard time not having someone, you know, at least putting something into my brain that would help me remember. I mean, just having that repetitive nature of listening and then writing down. I mean, it has to work, and I feel bad, and I don't know what the correct answer is, but holding them back wouldn't be the correct answer. You know, and you had some kids that probably thrived in this that maybe don't like the high school setting. Maybe, you know, we have all kinds of issues in high school, kids picking on kids. Maybe it was easy for some of these kids, and maybe that was great for them too. So I'll be interested to see what they say, but yeah, I can't believe that you needed to modify it somehow. I mean, it's crazy. So I think that's really important. 2022 draft, we get to talk about it now since the 2021 draft is over. It's in Las Vegas. I think it's right in front of the stage is going to be like right in front of the fountains, which will be really cool. It's just going to be the fact that it's in Vegas. I think it makes it a lot of fun there. There's so much stuff going on. So that'll be interesting to see. And I watched a couple of games last night on the NBA channel. I watched Taylor Horton Tucker play last night. I watched bits and pieces of George Niang play last night. George Niang got the start. I think he had 12 points last night in like 22 minutes. Not bad. Taylor Horton Tucker hit a big bucket at the end of the game to put them up 4 against the Nuggets, which was a big win for them. They're still teetering very close to being in that play-in game. LeBron James missing games at least through Friday, so I'm assuming that's probably 2 games that he'll miss. A big topic, and I have another segment at 4:40 and 5:40 is the Aaron Rodgers saga. It keeps getting, you know, bigger, and the more that you have days that you need things to talk about, you have older quarterbacks, Terry Bradshaw, Warren Moon, you know, they're putting in their 2 cents worth. And when they played quarterback and when you play quarterback now, things were totally different. And it kind of makes them look a little jealous and old, but maybe not all the way, but, if we have time, we'll talk about that. But Jimmy G had a very interesting thing. He said when he was drafted by New England or got to New England, that Tom Brady was helpful. Now, did Tom Brady want him there? If you listen to the tea leaves, no. But he knew you had to have a backup quarterback. He just didn't like the fact that sometimes Bill would say that he was the heir apparent. And as far as Tom Brady was concerned, playing until 43 to 45 years old, he didn't need an heir apparent. He didn't mind having a backup quarterback. He understood that. But Jimmy G said how helpful that he was and that he is going to, in turn, be very helpful with Trey Lance. And I think that the only difference is I think the San Francisco 49ers have kind of let Jimmy G know that he's not the answer and that he will be training the person to take care of that for him. One quick comical thing before we go. I think I got like 20 seconds. I saw today on Twitter a husband and wife trying to do a gender reveal by throwing a softball that the husband was going to hit and you'd be able to tell if it was male or female for the baby. I watched for 25 seconds and they couldn't throw it and have him hit it. He couldn't throw it up in the air and hit it. I don't know if they ever hit it because I never got to see the end of it. It stopped because they were both so tired and didn't know what to do. 20 seconds not being able to hit a softball. Not a good gender reveal. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Cody Goodwin, all kinds of wrestling energy and high school sports energy coming up next after the break.
Brewed in Des Moines, you're listening to Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Hopefully you all had a great day getting ready to get off work, listening to the show, listen to it on the way home. We appreciate that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. You can check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ, and you can also go to Facebook at 1700 The Champ. Our next guest is brought to you by Northwest Bank, two locations in Ankeny, one in West Des Moines. It is Small Business Awareness Week. Northwest Bank and myself say, please go out and pay attention to these small businesses. They've gone through a very difficult year, and we can help them out. Just like you can help out Northwest Bank by telling them Steen sent you, and go in there and open an account and see how great of a bank it is with a great and amazing staff. We thank you for stopping in and taking a look at their bank, member FDIC. And now, it's been a while, and I can't wait. I've been thinking about this all day. It's Cody Goodwin. He is at Cody Goodwin on Twitter. Code, how are you?
I'm doing good, Steen. It's been we're kind of into what people might assume to be the off season of the wrestling season, but there's really not been any sort of slowdown either. I've been pretty busy the last couple weeks, and there's still a lot more wrestling that we get to watch in the weeks ahead too, especially this coming weekend as well. So we're still doing the dang thing, man. It's been a lot of fun.
Before I have you kind of give us an update on the 2 weeks that you've had, I read an article that you did talking about Allie Reagan coming back and coaching at Grandview. Tell us why that's so important.
It's huge, man. It's huge for that program, right? The Grandview Women's Wrestling Program. It's still very new. They've been around for, less than 2 years. They've been able to compete for, not even two full seasons, right, with just the way that the pandemic's kind of hampered the way that college athletics in general have been able to operate. But I mean, it's big for that program, just one, from a recruiting perspective, right? When anytime you add a two-time world silver medalist to the program as a coach, girls are going to want to come learn from that. The best in Iowa are going to want to come learn from that, and also some of the best girls from around the country are going to look at that and say, hey, what do they got going on at Grandview? We should go check that out. And so it's big there, but it's also big because she's not just going to be coaching at Grandview. She's going to help out with Big Game Wrestling Club, which is based in North Liberty over in Eastern Iowa, and they've kind of become a tremendous club over the last few years, as well, just turning out really, really tough wrestlers. They had a really good showing at the Junior National Championships a couple weeks ago. The girls' program there is too. So one of the best, a women's wrestling program collegiately that is on the rise, and it's had a really good start. Just got better, but so did a really, really good high school and youth club right there in Eastern Iowa. So she's going to be pretty busy, right? Coaching Grandview, doing a master's program, helping out at Big Game. But, I think Iowa women's and girls wrestlers are going to benefit from this greatly. I think this is going to be a huge thing for the state of Iowa. And I know Allie is very, very excited about what she's going to walk into here when she returns.
And when you look at everything, it's amazing how much that the state of Iowa is helping girls wrestling. I mean, it's coming on strong. I think it's just going to keep getting bigger. There, we're going to have to figure something out and make sure everything works. And I think that's great. I think it's just something else for them to do. And if they want to put the time and effort in, which they do, and with the way, I mean, especially looking at somebody like that and seeing everything that you just said she's going to do, that has to inspire them, and I love it, and I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And, I mean, her and I have talked about this at length, and I know she's a huge proponent of the growth of girls and women's wrestling, not just in individual states, right, because she's from Illinois, and, you know, she's been a member of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club, so she understands the growth and the movement and the challenges here in the state of Iowa, just at the girls, you know, the high school level. But, you know, she's a proponent for this stuff all over the country, too, and, you know, she's fully aware of kind of the opportunity that's in front of her when she comes back here, not just collegiately with Grandview, but with, you know, at the high school level as well, working out with Big Game. And just, you know, the fact that we have somebody that wants to come back to the state of Iowa and help continue this growth of girls and women's wrestling at both of those levels, that's huge. And that speaks volumes about, you know, not only Allie and kind of where her head's at, but about, you know, kind of where the movement is at overall here in the state of Iowa. There's a lot of people that are very excited about what the state has done, and where, obviously, it's going to continue to go with things like this, for sure.
Once again, we're talking to Cody Goodwin. He is at Cody Goodwin on Twitter. Here was an interesting thing, too, in one of your stories, that we had a individual from the state of Iowa make the Cadet Freestyle World Team, and it's the first time since 2014. We kind of look at ourselves as a state with wrestling, you know, is so big. But, man, there must be a whole lot of it across the country, because that seems really strange that we haven't had somebody there since 2014.
Yeah, and it's, you know, I think that kind of speaks to the way that, you know, Iowa at least is being perceived nationally when it comes to high school wrestling. I mean, we've always been very, very good, right? I say we as the state of Iowa when it comes to high school wrestling. You know, you don't have to look very far to see how good that the state has been at the high school level. There's been a lot of top-ranked individuals. The high schoolers here have had a lot of success at the national level. There have been tremendous number of high school wrestlers here just in the last 5 years since I've been covering the sport that have gone on to Division I programs and have found a lot of success. Nate Jessaroga from Southeast Polk making the Cadet Freestyle World Team, that is another kind of, you know, feather that the state of Iowa can put in its cap. And yeah, it's been a while, but it's also, you know, hey, like, he wasn't the only one that was intention to make the world team either. There were, you know, three guys that ultimately made the finals at that specific competition. Six guys were in the semifinal round. I mean, there was a tremendous weekend overall for, you know, Iowa high school wrestling at the Cadet Freestyle World Team Trials. So that was, you know, that I think, you know, a lot of people are going to talk about Nate's accomplishment, what he did, and they're going to pay attention to what he's going to do over the spring and summer seasons for sure, but the state of Iowa as a whole, they've always been really, really good, but I think people are starting to relearn maybe how good they really are. And they're going to get that big opportunity this coming spring and summer, right? There's going to be a lot of big national, regional competitions where Iowa wrestlers are going to get to go and really show their stuff a lot. So this could be a real big summer for the state of Iowa on the whole, and Nate's accomplishment, I think, is just kind of the first. It's a massive step, but it's just the first step in what could be a really big summer for the state of Iowa.
Once again, we're talking to Cody Goodwin. He is at Cody Goodwin on Twitter. And before we get to what is going to happen, here's the great thing from talking to you for the first 7 minutes that we've talked, is we're talking about wrestling, and it's happening, and tournaments are happening, and that's a great thing, Code.
Yeah, that's, you know, there was a long time where we didn't have big events like this, and we couldn't talk really a whole lot about, you know, hey, what's coming this spring and summer? What opportunities are directly in front of the high school wrestlers and some of these events that are going to be coming up in front of the college wrestlers and senior-level wrestlers that are coming up, you know? And so it seems like there's a high concentration of a lot of high-level wrestling competitions going on right now. But, you know, at this time last year, we didn't have any, so very, very thankful for the wrestlers and specifically for my job getting to cover the sport, that there's a lot of things going on right now. It's a really exciting time for the state of Iowa, but really just the sport in general, too. Just really glad that a lot of these things are back, and, you know, maybe another sign that we're inching, you know, we're a lot closer to normal than maybe we were at this time last year, even just a few months ago. We're getting there, man, and been fun to follow and watch and cover all these guys for sure.
It is. So what's the next big tournament that's coming up?
Yeah, so this weekend is the Iowa High School Freestyle and Greco-Roman State Championships. They're going to be at Southeast Polk. You know, it's kind of the first step toward, you know, it kind of sets the rest of the spring and summer in motion, right? Because, I'm talking about a lot of these different competitions going on over the spring and summer. You know, these kids can qualify for some of these national competitions, like a national dual competition where all the states get to wrestle each other. And then, obviously, there's a huge national tournament there at the end of July. You know, a lot of high school wrestlers can take that first step to qualifying for those competitions with a really strong performance this weekend. The freestyle tournament is going to be on Saturday. Greco-Roman tournament is going to be on Sunday. Again, that's at Southeast Polk. There's, you know, those are the Olympic styles, right? It's not the folk style that we get to watch every winter season, and that they have their state tournament in February, and it's a really big deal. This is kind of a, you know, the common phrase when it in wrestling circles is that summer wrestling makes winter champions, right? So a lot of the names that we're going to see compete this weekend and through the spring and summer seasons are guys that we're probably going to have to get to know before we circle back around to the winter season, because a lot of these guys that show out really well this spring and summer are probably going to be the same guys that are going to be contending for state championships in the winter. So that's really the next huge one, just this coming weekend at Southeast Polk, because then it sets the rest of the spring and summer in motion. So it'll be a lot of fun. I'll be there. If you don't follow me yet on Twitter, do me a favor and do that, because there's going to be a lot of really fun matchups at the state tournament this weekend. Because it's all class. It's not like it's separated 3A, 2A, 1A. It is, they're separated by age level. So you're going to see a lot of the best wrestlers from all three classes wrestle each other for the right to earn trips to these national tournaments and other national competitions. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And that follow is easy. He is at Cody Goodwin. And it is a great follow if you're doing wrestling, if you're following football, anything. He's a great follow and a great person with passion to listen to and read. Before we move on a little bit, so I've kind of seen how Southeast Polk rolls out this wrestling facility that they have there. Is there anything else like that in the state? Does anybody have what they have out there? It's amazing to watch it happen.
Yeah, well, I mean, they just have a really massive gymnasium, right? I mean, anybody who's been there, you know, they have the space to put down, you know, anywhere from, you know, 6 to 8 to 10, even 12 mats, right? I mean, with the Grandview Open every year is held at Southeast Polk just because they have all that space. There's a few other, you know, programs or high schools, I guess, around the state that have similar setups. You know, Waverly Shell Rock, they had hosted the girls' state championships the first couple of years before the IWCOA decided to move it to Extreme Arena. You know, there's a few other high schools that have really nice setups and nice field houses. I know Bettendorf has a really massive gymnasium area where they host a really big tournament every year. You know, they're a little scattered all over the state. You know, I really like Waukee's field house. I know they really only use it for duels and basketball games, but, you know, that's a really fun environment just because everything seems like it's kind of right there on top of you. Valley's gymnasium is huge. Ames has a really fun gymnasium area where you kind of have a little walkway up top where you can kind of, you know, stand up top and watch everything. And they have a fun wrestling tournament every winter that lays down, you know, 4, 6, 8 mats, and people can kind of go and watch. And there's a lot of wrestling that goes on there. There's a few of them that have it set up like that. But just Southeast Polk being just right outside Des Moines, centrally located, and obviously the rich wrestling tradition that they have, right? It kind of makes sense to bring everybody to Des Moines for a weekend and lay down a bunch of mats and go wrestle.
Once again, we're talking to Cody Goodwin. He's with the Des Moines Register. He does all kinds of sports for them. He's a great follow at Cody Goodwin. All right, so we got about 3 minutes left. Let's give an overview for you and I, Iowa State and Iowa, heading into next wrestling year. How's things look?
Yeah, Iowa, I mean, it's pretty simple. Iowa's bringing everybody back, and they kind of want to run it back, right? So it's going to be them and Penn State, I think, that are going to be at the top of Division I wrestling, which will be a lot of fun, you know, just kind of watching how those two teams compete. I think there's maybe an outside chance that Oklahoma State could be kind of the third team that maybe spoils that party, but we'll see. Iowa State, they're bringing a good number of people back. They're going to lose one guy, heavyweight Gannon Grimmel. He's just decided that he's done with college wrestling. He wants to move forward fully into freestyle at the senior level. So that'll be a hole that they're going to have to replace. But everybody else is coming back. David Carr will be back. Jarrett Dagan will be back. Ian Parker will be back. Lots of firepower there for the Cyclones. I think a top 10 finish is absolutely in the cards for them as long as everybody stays healthy. And then kind of it's the same thing for you and I as well. You know, they're bringing back, you know, Parker Kekeisen was the superstar that broke out at the NCAA championships this year. But everybody, you know, they had a really young true freshman and redshirt freshman class. All those guys are a year older now with a year full of experience under their belt. You know, I think we could see some really big steps forward for you and I as long as, again, those guys stay healthy and, you know, they're able to compete as well as we believe that they can. I don't think, you know, having all three teams in the top 20, I think absolutely is a possibility. You know, it wouldn't shock me at all to see all three of them in the top 15 as well. I think all three of them are more than capable of doing that for sure.
And that makes it a lot of fun. Okay, so we got about 2 minutes left now. So let's preview high school football. The way it looks right now, there's a pretty good chance that we're going to have some fans in the stands, which will make high school football players a lot happier. But man, there's some studs out there this year that you should, if you want to watch high school football, you don't have, you know, some specific team you want to go to, you need to check some teams out, because man, there's going to be some really good football players playing on Fridays this year.
Yeah, man, I think you kind of have to start with, you know, last year's state final. I think you start with Southeast Polk, right? They've got kind of the big three, so to speak. Jackson Daly, quarterback's coming back. Caden Proctor, you know, he's the offensive lineman that's getting D1 offers probably, you know, every week, it seems like. And then obviously Xavier Nwankwa, who, you know, just another superstar. You know, it's very rare that any team, any high school football team, has two players that are ranked currently number one for their age in their position group. But that seems to be what Southeast Polk has going on right now with Proctor and Nwankwa. Nwankwa is going to be a senior. Proctor's just going to be a junior. So that, you know, they're going to be, how do you fill in the gaps behind them to try and, you know, create another team that could potentially make a run to the Unidome? Always got to include Valley and Dowling there. You know, Ankeny's going to lose a lot of firepower, but they do have some really talented guys coming back, right? You know, it sounds, just kind of talking around with a handful of coaches every now and again, sounds like we might see something a little bit different from Ankeny Centennial this year. Might be going away from the normal misdirection run game Pizzetti is, that's been working for him for the better part of five decades. We might see them throw the ball a little bit more, a little bit this summer, or I get this fall, excuse me. So, you know, I can't count out Waukee either, although the really interesting thing about Waukee is that there's two Waukee high schools now. There's Waukee and then there's Waukee Northwest. So they're not on the schedule. They won't play each other this year, but there's going to be two football teams out there now. You know, we'll see how Urbandale does. They had a pretty charmed season and then ran into a couple of buzzsaws in the postseason. How do they look after they graduated some talent on the defensive side of the ball? You know, and then we can, you know, I probably still have to do a little bit more homework to see where the other talented teams are around the state, but here in Central Iowa, definitely no shortage of talent when it comes to football.
All right, buddy. Thanks for coming back in. Love it. Can't wait to talk to you next week.
Sounds good, Steve.
Thanks, Coach. Cody Goodwin. I don't have that kind of enthusiasm for anything, and he has it for a bunch of sports. You've been listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. I'll be back into the hour.
Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Drive safe home from work today. Hopefully you're getting off. Enjoy the sunshine. Enjoying the weather. It's going to be a lot of fun. Can't wait to get some nice weather for a couple weeks in a row. Be able to start grilling out outdoors. Sounds like a lot of fun. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports or at 1700 The Champ. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. It was nice having Cody Goodwin on. I do not have that type of energy. Even when I am up in arms, I don't have that type of energy. And he has that right from the get-go, and it's a lot of fun. Check after the show tonight, Minnesota Twins. Who are the Minnesota Twins playing, you ask? That's a great question. Let me tell you. That's a really good question. Here's the schedule. Who are the Minnesota Twins playing as I click? Please click. Wow. That takes a while. And it's even better. This is such great radio. It's even better that it came up. Hockey. They are playing the Texas Rangers in Minnesota. Enjoy. And I have to remember that I have to flip the switch to CBS Sports when I get ready to leave today. So that's something I have to remember. Okay. Zach Steenblatt coming up at the top of the hour. Is going to do a couple of segments with us. We're going to talk a little bit about all professional sports, so I am looking forward to that. I have another thing. I think still one of his favorite artists coming out with a new album, and I did not know, and I'm pretty excited because he's one of my favorite too. So we'll see. Once again, happy birthday to Nathan Thomas. My youngest turned 20 today. I no longer have teenagers in my house. I no longer, as of Saturday, I have two out of college. It's crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy times. But happy birthday. He shares a birthday also with Rory McIlroy. I'm a huge Rory McIlroy fan, even though he has not been playing very good golf here in the last couple of months, and I hope that changes for him. I was watching a video during the break there, and I was watching Dante Wilder and Tyson Fury kind of throwing punches with their, they were sparring with their coaches. Folks, those are big guys, and I'm watching them hit big guys with gloves and pads on, and it's moving them back a step every time. I'm thinking, what in possible name could that feel like getting hit by them? I do not know, but that is crazy. Oh, man. This last segment here in the first hour is brought to you by Built Bar. And kind of my Built Bar, kind of my Built Bar anthem is if I wake up in the morning and I take a walk, or I'm doing yard work, or I'm trying to get a quick 18 holes of golf in, what do they all have in common? I need energy when I'm doing them. And I need it in a quick snack that I can have with me that won't melt all over the place or do any of that. And I finally found it, and I was so excited when they wanted to be a part of the program. It's Built Bar. 9 amazing flavors covered in chocolate, filled with 17 grams of protein with only 130 calories and 4 grams of sugar. Built Bar is for the health conscious while still tasting great. Low in sugar, high in protein. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use CHAMP10. And order your product today. You also can find them with nuts in them, so it adds. You almost can get 18 different flavors if adding nuts adds to the flavor. It's a high five for your mouth, and I thank Built Bar for being a part of the program. And I just have some more quick things to go through. One of the folks asked me today that said, you know, they were wishing Nate a happy birthday, and they asked me what my favorite Star Wars movie is, and I am perplexed what to say. So back in my time, the first Star Wars. I also like the last two Star Wars that have been in production. And my kids have talked me into even having the audacity of saying that Rogue Nation might be my favorite one to sit and watch all the way through. So that kind of, I did not give you a true answer there. I like watching them from the very beginning and watching them all the way through. If you have a rainy day and just watch them, they're all good. It's just a lot of fun, and I appreciate them since it is Star Wars Day, because it's May the 4th be with you. I love it. I learned something today that I never thought I would ever hear. The Chicago Cubs are leading the Major League Baseball in stolen bases. I didn't even know the Chicago Cubs stole bases, which means I need to watch more baseball. But they had a good day today. First game, it must be the first game of a doubleheader because they just won 7-1 in 7 innings, which, by the way, I don't think I've ever said that before. When you had Madison Baumgartner pitched a 7-inning no-hitter, but baseball wouldn't call it a no-hitter. Just for those, Major League Baseball sometimes is not the smartest organization in the world. If you schedule doubleheaders and you started the season by saying doubleheaders are going to be 7-inning games and they're going to be complete games and they're going to count as complete games and they're going to count on your schedule as either a win or a loss, and you throw a no-hitter, guess what? It's a no-hitter. Stop it. That's just stupid. It was like we were over in England. It was a well-pitched game. That's what they called it. Yeah, no, it's a no-hitter. It was your game that you said was 70. It didn't get cut short. We didn't stop because of rain. It was a regularly scheduled 7-inning game. I think that is hilarious. LeBron James is going to miss at least 2 more games. Man, I'm going to get in trouble with my sons because sometimes I just, you know, he has not had a good couple of weeks. Social media has not been kind to him. Somebody sent me today. They're playing the Denver Nuggets. He goes in for a layup and misses, and one of the Nugget defenders goes up and you know, looks like he's going to block, but doesn't even come close, doesn't even touch him. And but if you were looking from behind, maybe from where the refs were, it might have looked like he swiped him on his head. I mean, he played it up like he was doing Space Jam commercial about how he got hit in the head and couldn't believe he didn't get a call. I'm like, oh my gosh, where are we at? The draft and TV ratings. If I am Major League Baseball, the Oscars, NBA basketball, man, I think I'm wondering what the heck's going on, because none of those guys can get any kind of ratings, and they are just walking away with ratings in for the Kentucky Derby was crazy ratings. Golf, the Masters, crazy ratings. Baseball, not so much. NBA, really not so much. Now, that's going to change during the playoffs, and we all know that. But another big this weekend, it's Wells Fargo golf outing, and a lot of big names are going to be there. I saw the four featured groups, Justin Thomas, Victor Hovland, Patrick Cantlay, Rory McIlroy, Patrick Reed, Stuart Sink, Bryson DeChambeau, Joaquin Niemann, and Xander Schauffele, and Max Homa, John Rahm, and Webb Simpson. That's a lot of good groups there, and a lot of fun to watch play. So, yeah, the watching stuff on TV, boy, some things are not doing well. Another one that I'd like to say that I enjoy, and he's still playing golf, and he's either winning or coming in second or third in the seniors, is John Daly. Every day that John Daly plays golf makes golf better. He looks like Santa Claus right now. He wears what he wears, and it's his own line. He uses the clubs that is his own line, and nobody else would probably ever use them. He's just fun. He is fun for the sport, and I love it. And I want to watch him all the time. The Knicks are going to have their first winning season in since 2013. And I have about 30 seconds left, and I saw this today. It came from the Iowa Games. Chuck Long retweeted it. And it talks about it's Pound Sports Parents, Pound Parenting, Pound Iowa Games. Sometimes as sports parents, we need this reminder. Kids will be kids. Let them play. Reminder from your child. I'm just a kid. This is just a game. My coach is a volunteer. The referees are human and volunteers. And I will not be receiving a scholarship today at the Iowa Games playing soccer in the 10 and under age group, or 12 and under age group, or the 14 under in age group, or the 18 under in free. 18 and under, maybe people there are watching to see how you're doing. I agree with that. I've been on both sides of that. I've been an angry parent, tried to get over that as quickly as I could. And as soon as I started coaching and refereeing, I stopped being an angry parent. Not at college and not professional. That's totally different. They're getting paid a lot of money to be referees. So that's a little bit different, but we'll see what happens. Top of the hour, my oldest Zach Steenblok's coming in. We're going to talk all professional sports and just figure out where we're at. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day. Steen and another Steen next.